Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is a DVD. It's World War Z. Well, something is turning humans all over the planet into crazy people killing zombies. It's up to Brad Pitt to figure out how it's all happening and how to stop it to save his family and the world.
How do we know they're coming?
They're coming. We've lost the East Coast. Moscow's still dark. Life as we know it will come to an end in 90 days.
If we knew where this thing started, maybe we could kill it.
I think these things have a weakness.
Every human being we save is one less to fight.
Now, I've always said that in the event the world is ravaged by zombies, that Brad Pitt would be the very best guy to take care of the problem. Well, actually, I've never said that before, but why not? I mean, it's not at all believable that a bug or a virus or bad food or whatever would turn the entire population into walking dead cannibals who want nothing more than to wreak havoc and create mayhem and, of course, gross us out. So why not have Brad be the hero that saves us all from the absurdly impossible? Okay, so now that all the zombieologists out there are raging at me, I have to say that this is pretty darn entertaining and realistic-like version of the absurd, which sucks you in and makes you think that it might just be possible. So much so, I'm actually looking forward to the sequel. So in our movie night traffic light, World War Z on DVD is a green light. And now into a way more serious movie, it's a single shot. Sam Rockwell goes hunting where he's not supposed to, and he accidentally shoots a girl. He tries to hide what he did and the money that he steals from her until the backwater criminals who want their money back will do anything to find him and make him pay.
I got something important to tell you about our future.
Not a good time.
Where's the money at?
I ain't sure where he's hid it, ma'am.
Joe, for God's sakes, where'd you get that money?
It ain't gonna go away by you ignoring it.
Oh, Jesus! Right here!
Now, if you think you're having a bad day, like you go to work and discover you're wearing two different color shoes and somehow you manage to put on your underwear over your pants, you need to see this movie because it will make your problems disappear. Needless to say, there isn't one uplifting, encouraging, or lighthearted moment in this entire movie. It's a giant downer filled with loss, bad choices, and hopelessness. But I guess accidentally killing a girl doesn't leave much room for happy, happy, joy, joy. Luckily, though, it has some really great acting. I really believe the hillbilly ways, the cutthroat mercilessness, and the struggles of redemption. Sam Rockwell, William H. Macy, and Melissa Leo do a great job. But even with all the great acting, I can't imagine who I'd recommend seeing this one. So if you want to see a great Sam Rockwell movie, go see The Way, Way Back instead, because on our Movie Night Traffic Light, a single shot is just a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.